Hey, all you barbecue aficionados, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast. I'm here, your host, Ken Alexander, with the doctor, with his own theme music, Dr. Andre Jones.
That's right. It's short and sweet, to the point, like me. That was a good one. I'm keeping that.
Well, it's great to see you, Doctor.
Good to see you again, too. You have been out and about and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
And some people would call it a vacation, but you were working.
Yeah, it was. It's good to see family.
Yeah.
And you know, people I hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You know, to get together and fellowship and everything.
Yeah.
But it was similar to sort of like a work.
Yeah, it sounds like.
A workcation because, you know, I had to get on the ones and twos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You were grilling.
Yeah.
Smoking.
And anybody
barbecuing.
And anybody that's ever watched, has kids, and mm-hmm. have ever watched Peppa Pig,
okay.
I felt like Mrs. Rabbit. You know, Miss Rabbit has all the jobs, you know. You know,
did you have all the jobs?
I had a lot of jobs on the vacation. So I went back for a family reunion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was a family reunion in Oklahoma.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Man, yeah. It was about, I mean, the temperature was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's about 3 or 4 degrees. I mean, the humidity was crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the temperature was about 3 or 4 degrees hotter than hell.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
Did you have water at least?
Yeah. I had plenty of water.
Good. Ice water.
Hydration was really important.
Absolutely. So high heat and high humidity.
High heat, high humidity.
And you were in front of a grill.
More than one.
Oh.
Right.
Unknown grills at that.
Right. And that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's when the pit master,
uh-huh.
you know, and I'm pretty sure some of our listeners could probably, this is probably happening. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, they can relate to this story
Absolutely.
I'm about to tell.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so, and this is not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when I go back to family reunions, I end up with the pit master hat on.
Uh-huh.
And the expectation is that I will cook.
Yeah, yeah.
And smoke the meats and
so, lots of it.
Yeah. But
lots
I love
it.
To do it. So
sure.
it's not a big thing. So I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
You're just telling a
but
story.
I'm just telling a story and I was just telling you about some of the challenges. So
Ooh.
If and when this does happen to you,
right.
I'm gonna give you some tips and how to go cook food for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
on unfamiliar barbecuing grilling equipment.
Ooh. How many people do you have to cook for?
Well, this time it was 130 people.
Wow.
And cooking ribs and chicken.
Whoa.
Right.
So this is a big meal.
It was a big meal and a big deal.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, one of the worst things that can happen at a family reunion is the food not be good.
Very true.
It's going to be a lot of folks talking about you.
Absolutely. For a while. Until the next one.
Yeah.
If they trust you to cook the next one.
That's absolutely right. And the thing about it is, you know, everybody will be talking about, well, you know, it was good to see cousin so-and-so and uncle so-and-so mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. grandma and grandpa. But the food, you know.
It wasn't as good.
So. Right.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I say it can make or break a family reunion.
Absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
Food. Right.
So it sounds like the pitmaster's reputation is like on the line at
oh,
that point.
Oh, yeah. Pitmaster's reputation is on the line.
No pressure on the pitmaster at all.
Yeah. No pressure. So, I mean, so there are some things, you know. I mean, there's certainly some challenges about going on the road.
Right.
Taking your pit master skills on the road.
Right.
You know.
An away game.
Like an away game.
Yeah.
You know, you know, when in a away game, you got to take all your stuff, take all your equipment with you, right?
Right.
But the only thing you can't take your trusty grills and smokers.
True. You know, were you able to take your knives or no?
So that's the thing. So the things that you can take,
right?
I highly recommend you take them. Okay. So we're going to talk about prepping first.
I'm jumping ahead.
Now, so yeah, you jumped a little bit ahead, but we're going to go ahead and talk about prep. The prep before you go.
Oh.
So, you know, you
before you get on the plane.
Yeah. You got to have a plan.
Okay.
Because, you know, as my dear friend, who's also, you know, our cooking with beer expert.
Oh, yes.
But he's also a planning expert, too. Yeah.
It's true. Very true.
You know, he's working on his book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the no plan plan.
Oh, the no plan plan.
Yeah, because, you know, the no plan plan always fails.
Ooh.
You have to have a plan.
This is true, because if you have no plan, there's no plan.
Right. So the thing is, as you're planning and you're looking off, and so you try to get as much information about the grill as possible. Most of you're going to get are pictures to see what it is. So, I had a picture of the equipment I was going to use.
And what'd you end up using?
Well, it was an offset smoker, and it was it was like a propane tank. It was on a trailer. It was big. I was able to get probably about 10 slabs at a time.
Whoa, thing was big.
It was big. And I saw the grill. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know the 10 slab thing. I only saw it closed. I didn't know that till I got there and it was time to cook.
Right.
But, so I had a picture. But then, you know, the thing is that I did take my knives. Oh. And you take, you know, so I took my knives. Uh-huh. And I took my thermometer. You want as much familiar stuff.
Yeah.
And you know how well your knives cut and that, and you don't want to depend on other people's stuff.
Absolutely.
When you get there. But there are certain things that you want to call ahead and make sure there, so you don't have to do, you know, a lot of running around.
Very true.
And like charcoal chimneys.
Of course. Charcoal chimneys. Yes.
You know, cutting boards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that that you want to make sure there, and you need a place to prep and,
This is true. Did you bring your Bluetooth thermometer that I got you for Christmas? I'm guessing that's a no. Have you tried it yet? Like, I got it to you for Christmas. It's been like 7-8 months.
Yeah. Well, I have tried it.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
I have tried it, but that's not a gift that I want to take on the road.
Okay, fair.
I would hate for anything to happen to it.
Right, because it came from me. Exactly. You know,
So
it'll break my heart.
Right.
If something happened to it.
And I mean, it's new equipment. I'm not the Bluetooth thermometer, but I'm going there.
Right.
And so I didn't take the Bluetooth thermometer.
Okay. You brought your trusty.
Yeah.
You brought everything. The trusties. There you go.
Yeah. Well, the Bluetooth is trusty.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bluetooth is going to take my phone. It's going to take some other things out there.
Right.
I'm bringing the ones where they just got batteries.
Yep.
And I just put it in there. Perfect. I mean, they're digital thermometers, but not the Bluetooth.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. It was home for this game.
Yeah. That's home game equipment. You know,
makes sense.
That's home game equipment. Okay, moving on. Moving on after the Christmas Bluetooth thermometer. So anyway.
So what happens you when take your kid leaves home?
I took my own aprons, different things.
Wow.
You know, just to make sure, you know, I wanted to be comfortable.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
So
those
are the things you take. Those are like, pack that up.
Right.
Pre-game.
Got it.
You get there.
The bare necessities.
So, yeah, your bare necessities. And I'm flying. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't take everything.
Right.
And, you know, I had to check those knives in and check the baggage. And so everything, you know, you take what you can.
Of course.
Right. To make it easy for you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we're there. And the next thing you need to do is check out your equipment.
Right.
So,
did you test it? What did you do? Like, how did you get used to it before the big day?
Well, okay. I'm jumping the gun a little bit.
Okay, fair.
So once I got there, once I got on the ground, then I need to figure out, so what are we cooking? Mm. So I already know it's ribs and chicken. Now, now it's prep the stuff you're cooking.
Right.
Right? And so we had...
What type of ribs?
So they purchased... The ribs that we have are spare ribs.
Oh.
Now, what we're going to do, what the plan is to take the spare ribs. I knew there were spare ribs on the way there. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the reasons I bought some of my really sharp knives, because I'm going to cut that brisket off, trying to do it, you know, as quickly as possible.
Right.
Cut those briskets off, and now we're going to have tips and St. Louis style ribs.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
So, yeah. So we actually took care of that on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursday, roll down, because where I'm cooking and doing all this barbecue is about an hour's drive from where the hotel we're staying. And so anyway, so we go down to the town, town called Tipton, go down and we prep all the meat.
Wow.
Prep the meat. So we're cooking ribs. And so we cut up. There must have been like about 26 slabs of ribs.
Wow.
26, 28 slabs.
Okay.
And then plus we turned them into St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of rib tips.
Right.
So
right.
I'm cooking that. So I when I get to, so we cut all the ribs up and I'm not going to season them because I didn't season them the night before.
Okay.
And then this is because I really don't have, I only have storage room for these ribs in the refrigerator.
Right.
And if I season them, I don't have enough room to spread them out.
Right.
So we're going to season these ribs day of.
Get out.
Yeah. So I'm seasoning them the day of. So get all the prepping done. You know, same things. We're cooking chicken quarters.
Okay.
So we cut them into legs and thighs.
Right.
So we got chicken quarters, and I'm cooking ribs.
Wow.
And then so everything's prepped. Mm-hmm. So we got it. I ended up shipping and taking my own rubs that I made here in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
At Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. Yeah, 5250 East 22nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So come on down and get your barbecue off.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not complete until you say all of it.
Right. So anyway, so I took my rubs down there, and then we had gone to the grocery store. You know, we had to get our binder.
Right.
Had to get our mustard. Had to get all those, you know, our types of seasoning and everything that we're going to cook with, other than, and then we bought seasonings for the chicken.
Nice.
So, okay. So we cut the meat. We have everything. We're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to day of.
Mm.
And so first thing, start early.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
First tip.
Yes.
Because you don't know this new equipment, and you have to build in time for things could possibly not cook as fast as you thought they were, not getting the temperature that you thought, or, you know, things could go wrong.
Sure. It could. It really could. Did you take it out for breakfast at least? Like get to know the grill a little bit before? Like, hey, tell me about you. I'll tell you about me.
Nah,
and then we'll kind of like figure out what we're going to do from there. No.
We show up. I just show up.
Oh, man. You just show up.
Yeah,
wow.
Show up.
Bold.
And then I start looking at them. And then so I get there. And then so there's a little cleaning that has to be done.
Oh.
Right. Actually, a lot of cleaning.
Oh.
For the grill. Oh. I mean, a lot of cleaning. And, you know, I had to dig stuff out of this thing. It's an offset smoker, but I don't know for how long a period that these juices and these rubs and everything had just been falling into this grill. So, So we cleaned it up real good. I mean, the grate looked fine, but deep down in. And I'm saying, hey, with all this gunk and everything in here, the air's not going to flow. It's not going to cook like it's designed to cook.
Right.
And like I said, it's an offset grill, and it has this smoke box on the side.
Cool.
Right? And the smoke box was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And we used, and I had purchased some hickory, but on the trailer had oak logs on there. So we used a combination of oak and hickory.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah,
what flavor?
Oak and hickory, yeah.
Oh, that's a good flavor.
So the thing is, and we're going to get back to the grill because that's what this is all about, using strange equipment. So I'm looking at this grill. It's really thick steel grill, right?
Charcoal?
And charcoal wood. Ooh, so it's charcoal wow. wood. You have this smoker box, and so you're going to have to build a fire and your charcoals, and they go in this side box. And again, it's sort of built like a propane tank.
Okay.
And so, and it has two doors on the top.
Whoa. Right?
Two doors on the top, and has a big long grate.
Right.
And you're able to fit, like I said, about 10 slabs wow. or so on there. So the thing is, now I'm looking at the grill. I see the temperature. It's really thick. Like I said, it's heavy steel.
Yeah.
And so first thing you do is start the fire. I get a couple right. charcoal chimneys mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and get the coals white hot, throw wood in there. And then the wood. So then I throw the wood in there, and then it's going. It's going. But temperature's not moving like I thought it would.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm barely, I've got wood, I've got this stuff in here, and it's barely getting over 100 degrees.
No 100 way.
Degrees internal temperature.
Right? And it's hot outside, too.
It's hot
right?
outside, but we're in a big shady pecan tree.
So okay, good.
Huge
good.
Shady pecan tree, so I'm not standing in the sun.
Yeah.
But the grill probably should have been the sun. So,
right.
But anyway, I mean, long story short, what happens is it's really thick steel. And so it takes a long time to heat up. I'm trying to get to 225, 250
right. Right.
to cook these ribs, you know, because there's going to be a bunch of folks coming mm-hmm. for food mm-hmm. here, you know, in just a few hours.
Whoa.
And so I just nursing this mm-hmm. grill and mm-hmm. trying to get it up to temperature I've never used before. And, you know, it's more of a big smoker.
Right.
And so finally, you know, after maybe an hour or so, you know, nursing this thing, getting it back, it starts getting up to temperature over 200,
no
over
way.
225. And, you know, I mean, before that, I had the ribs on there and they're, you know, they're taking on all this smoky
sure.
flavor.
Sure.
And so that part is good, but they're just not cooking as fast as I thought they would. But finally, you know, after a bunch of wood and I've added more coals and everything, it starts getting up to temperature. Mm. So once it does, I was like, man, this is a nice piece of equipment. But okay. the thing is that it was hot on both ends.
Ooh.
So you got smoke coming up from the box end, and then on the other That's end nice. Where it's flowing through, it's hot on both. So, you know, these are the things that happen when you use a new equipment. You don't know where the hot spots are.
Right.
So, you know, doing this, I made the adjustment for the hot spots using this grill. But that's not the only thing. So I have a lot of food to cook.
Yeah.
So I'm using a kettle grill.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm saying, so right now I'm looking like, hey, these ribs are not going to get done in time or whatever.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to use this kettle grill over here to cook the chicken.
The second grill.
So then set up, fire mm-hmm. up the kettle grill and start cooking the chicken on there.
Whoa.
And then there's another grill that's same kind of offset grill, but it's a lot smaller. The kind you would buy at like Home Depot, Walmart,
right. okay.
Lowe's, whatever.
The big box stores.
Yeah. Big box stores. It's much smaller. I can get about maybe 5 slabs on this one.
Oh, wow. Right?
So I'm going to have to use it. So then I start using that grill too. So now I'm using 3 different pieces of equipment.
Two
offset smokers.
Right.
And, you know, I can't say that a Weber kettle grill is unfamiliar because, like, you know, everybody knows and how they cook and whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that was fine.
Okay.
But the others are, you know, I don't know the hot spots. I don't know how they cook or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bottom line is, and as we go here and just look at, you know, the keys to this, you know, especially cooking the amount of meat that we had to.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of trial and error.
It is.
I mean, and you have to really watch the grill. I mean, I think you have to hone and bring in all of your pit master mm-hmm. skills here, mm-hmm. you know, and you have to be able to just, you have to be flexible.
Right.
Moving on to, if why you have some, you know, you have to move the ribs around. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, you have hot spots. You have this. And so, and this family union, the pieces of equipment I had, they turned out to be very good.
Good.
Very good.
Good.
I mean, that smoker was, I would love to have a smoker like that on that trailer.
Really?
The trailer that I had. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's good, easy to control the temperature.
Right.
Pretty much. You know, I went through a lot of wood, but it's easy to control the temperature. And,
sure.
And you can do some great smoking on it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And it was a success.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so really the keys are, I would say, is like temperature management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure. Especially when you're not familiar. So you have to really keep a close eye on it. You know, like at home.
Right.
I know my grill. I can sit off, walk off, have a brew, have whatever I have any, whatever libation I'm thinking. But you can't do that when you're using new equipment.
True. Yeah. True.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing is, you know, cooking, I would say cooking sections, you know, especially like I had some hot spots on that grill and, you know, I already knew. So when I say sections, I already knew that the ribs are going to take a long, much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I started with the ribs.
Right.
And then I came back when I knew I wasn't going to have enough time. I said, okay, Weber, you're going to do chicken.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a bigger kettle grill. So I was able to do, you know, all the, you know, the couple of cases of chicken over here on
Of chicken.
Yeah, over here on this kettle grill.
Right.
And then so you just kind of plan. Again, you got to have a plan. And then so I did the ribs, and then after all the ribs were done, then we did the rib tips.
Nice.
And by then, folks had already started eating, had chicken ready, ribs ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then the rib tips went on while folks were eating. And then, you know, when the later crowd came in, folks came in late or whatever.
Sure.
And the folks that still hung around, they were able to enjoy some rib tips.
Love it.
Yeah. And the other thing is you have to have some adaptability. Right. You can't be too rigid out there. You got to be flexible. You got to be thinking on your feet.
Right.
You know, just like, hey, no ribs. I mean, these ribs are going to
take
a while.
Long. Right.
I need this other grill. You know, that. And you know, hot spots. You got to move things around or whatever. You got to really be thinking on your feet.
Right.
Yeah. So, that you know, that's the key. Temperature management, cooking, you know, figuring out how and what should be cooked first. And then the other thing is being adaptable, flexible. I mean, those are the things. And then the other thing is really safety. Because especially when you're using other grills. And so that's the fourth item there.
Right.
It has to do with safety. Now, you know, I had the spritz there. I did make a spritz just for any flame ups.
Yeah.
Especially on the kettle grills. A lot of times, as you're cooking chicken, they like to fire up, man. You know, that chicken grease starts going down on those kettle grills and they.
Yeah.
And you put the top on them, you know, that will, you know, that will put out the fire because it'll
smother flames, right?
Yeah. It'll take all the oxygen away and then so you can stop the fire. But that's when you take that spritz, spray it, put the moisture on there, kind of takes the fire down. And so it's a combination of putting the top on and spraying and spritzing and spritzing, you add a little flavor. But also, you know, you're using new equipment. I highly suggest that you have a fire extinguisher somewhere near.
I was about to say, you just keep that fire extinguisher handy and then you're good to go.
Yeah. But that's it. I mean, I've had to do this. I've done this several times and I have to admit that this family reunion, that the equipment was great because I've had some where there were holes in the grill where there was a lot of oxygen coming in. And you really had to manage those grills because they would flame up even with the top down. You know, some challenges.
Right.
But, hey, keep your head. Keep a cool head.
Right.
And you'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Keep a fire extinguisher handy.
So that's how I spent my family vacation.
Wow.
At least part of it.
130
anyway.
People.
Yeah.
Ribs in leg quarter, chicken quarters. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but anyway, I hope that was helpful for all you pit masters.
Absolutely.
And, you know, give you some tips is just in case you have to take your skills on the road.
Mm-hmm. Away games.
Away games. There you go. And, you know, hey, if you can, I would suggest, you know, maybe you do bring that
Bluetooth. I'm just saying
that Bluetooth thermometer that you got for Christmas.
Absolutely. That's just saying it's a really good thermometer.
Just remember to bring it back home.
And still bring your other digital thermometer. Right. Just to double check and make sure.
All right. Well, all right. We really appreciate you listening today to Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast. I hope you all, you know, got some tips today for taking your game on the road.
Heck yeah.
Yep. Skin Alexander with the doctor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dr. Andre Jones. Thank you so much. And we look forward to you listening in next time. All right, man. I guess.